Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire. Welcome to Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered on USA Radio Network, coming to you from the house that Root built. You know, I think the biggest news story in America, and there's lots of big ones coming out. You know, we're under communist attack. That's what's happening in this country. We are under communist attack. It is a communist takeover of the United States. Joe McCarthy wasn't wrong. He was just early. He was just a few decades early. But this is a communist attack on the United States of America. And the irony is, at the very moment that the Democrat Party's gone full commie, the people of Cuba are rising up to try, in a revolution. Hundreds of thousands in the streets to protest at the fact that they're starving. And we've got to end socialism. And the liberals in America don't know what to do. They don't know what to say. They're fighting for socialism. And they brainwash the kids in the colleges and the high schools. Socialism's great. And at the time, same time that's happening, they're rising up in the streets of Cuba. We've got to end socialism now. And when you talk about the definition of socialism, I'll get back to Cuba in just a second because I think it's the big news story of the day. And I'm going to stick with it throughout most of the day. But when you talk about socialism, they're talking in the United States about more vaccine mandates. We've got to have vaccine mandates. You've got to stab yourself with poison. You've got to stab your children with poison. You talk about vaccine mandates. In the United States of America, they want us to ignore, they want the Biden ground troops, the Gestapo of Biden, to ignore no soliciting signs and use your script, vaccine door-to-door knocking documents reveal. This doesn't sound like the Nazis, the Gestapo, asking for passports? My God! Democrats claimed asking for voter ID, a driver's license, in order to make sure you are who you say you are and you're not committing voter fraud is like the worst thing in the whole world. But going door to door and demanding whether you've gotten your passport and asking people for vaccine passports 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to do anything they want to do in this world. And to go door to door and ignore the no soliciting signs, because I want you to hear this loud and clear, Steve Sisolak, our fat governor of Nevada, our fat communist governor of Nevada. I want you to hear this loud and clear, you loser Biden, you brain dead zombie with dementia, who makes in his pants, who makes poo poo in his diapers, and gets fed baby food by his wife Jill in the basement. And wears a sign around his neck. I'm the president. If I get lost, return me to the White House. If you find me wandering through the streets of Washington, D.C., that guy. And Barack Obama, who's the real president of the United States. I'm putting you all on notice. Every conservative in America, when you see a person coming door to door representing the Biden administration, you have two choices. I recommend both. One, open the door and say, go F yourself. This message is for Joe Biden. Go F yourself. In Nevada, this message is for Steve Sisolak. For the fat communist governor of Nevada, go F yourself. And then have the phone in your hand and say, I just dialed the police and they're on the way. No soliciting. I'm making a citizen's arrest. You're under arrest, you effing communist. That's how you handle these people going door to door. It's time for police intervention. It's call the police. It's time for citizens' arrests. And it is time to tell them to go F themselves. Face to face. It's time for the American people to do battle on their own doorsteps. Get off my property. You're under arrest. It's a citizens' arrest. take your door-to-door solicitors and stuff them where the sun doesn't shine. Now let's get back to Cuba, because the Cuban people are in the streets just as we're going to be soon. And I'm telling you, the same thing's going to happen. It's time for America to copy Cuba. Time to go in the streets and take down our government. Take it down. Let them know that Joe Biden is dementia and we demand he resign today. That Donald Trump's the real president and the rightful president of the United States. And there's more proof of that today. And soon you'll be hearing about Arizona and Georgia. My insiders tell me both of those are absolute proof the election was stolen and those states were stolen. And if you look under the hood in Michigan and Wisconsin and Nevada, where I'm from, Las Vegas, Clark County, and Pennsylvania, you'll find the exact same thing. But they don't want you to look under the hood. You know, I'm a frustrated cop. I should have been a police officer. But unfortunately, there's two things in life I love. One, I would have loved to have been a cop. I'm a law and order guy. And two, I love money even more than I'd love to be a cop. So cops don't make enough money for me. I knew my story in life was to be a businessman and an entrepreneur and a CEO. I knew my story in life was not to be a cop, because I would have been happy with the money. So I didn't become a cop, but I sure would have been a great cop. I've watched every episode of every cop show ever known to man, from Adam 12 to Chicago PD to Blue Bloods to Law and Order. God, I've watched thousands and thousands of police shows. You know what I know for a fact? I know the more someone denies, the more they're guilty. And I know that when you ask them to search their house, if they say no, go get a warrant. I'm not letting you in my house. You know what that means? They committed the murder. 99 out of 100 times, if they won't let you search, they committed the murder. And here are Democrats who claim they didn't steal the election. And they deny so forcefully, you know they're guilty, number one. And they won't let you talk about it so you know they're guilty, number two. Because can you imagine someone saying, you're banned from discussing me being a murderer. You can't discuss it. I didn't murder my wife. I didn't murder that girl. I didn't rape and murder that girl. I won't let you discuss it. I will ban you. You will lose your job. You'll be kicked out of university. You'll be banned from Twitter. When people talk like that, it means they did it. And that's how they talk about election fraud. They love to say there's no proven election fraud because they've banned the ability to discuss it. And because every judge they put us in front of is a communist Obama judge or a deep state D.C. swamp judge or a judge who's afraid of his or her own shadow because they know that if they ever overturned an election, Black Lives Matter and Antifa would burn their house down and murder them and their children. And they know their wife will never have a job again, even if she's not murdered. If you survive the burning down of your house for overturning the election, you know your wife will never work again because her firm will instantly fire her because they don't want that kind of negativity and they don't want all the Democrat voters to stop buying from their firm. So that's the reason judges won't overturn the election. And Democrats won't let you talk about the steal because they know they stole it. And the most important thing is, like I said, if you won't let someone in the house to search, if you claim you're innocent, but you won't let them in, you're guilty. You committed the murder every time. And Democrats don't want you to come in the house and do the forensic audit. They're so afraid of the forensic audit because they did it. They did it. But now back to Cuba. Here we are fighting on the behalf of socialism and communism with the Democrat Party in America, brainwashing the country for much higher taxes and much higher regulations and much more Obamacare takeover of the healthcare system. Let's nationalize it. Let's give it to the government. And force transgenders on everyone and everything. I'm surprised they don't force you to date transgenders. I'm surprised the government hasn't mandated a dating app that has to include transgenders. And they don't have to disclose. So when you go on a date with Mindy, you're going on a date with Michael. I'm surprised they haven't mandated that yet. You must be gay. You must be lesbian. As a matter of fact, you must be a man who thinks of himself as lesbian. Everyone's got to spend a week thinking of themselves as a lesbian. I'm surprised it hasn't been mandated yet, but wait, it's coming. If I can think of it, if I can dream it, it's coming. Every form of socialism, vaccine mandates and lockdowns, And everything you could think of that represents socialism and communism, the Democrats stand for, especially open borders, no sovereignty, no one belongs, you know, no nation's allowed to have a flag, no nation's allowed to have a national anthem. Only look at the worst things America's ever done. Has anyone ever thought the thing about critical race theory is, while you're looking at the bad things America's done, why don't you compare them to the bad things done by every communist nation in history? You know, in America, one thing I'll tell you, as bad as Joe Biden is, as bad as Obama was, in America, no one pulls you out of your house in the middle of the night and shoots you in the back of the head. In every socialist and communist nation, that's normal. That happens every day. If you're a critic, they pull you out of your house, they shoot you in the back of the head, and you're disappeared and never seen again. Happens in China every day. It happened in Russia every day. Probably still happens in Russia every day. I mean, let's face it. Putin has killed some of his opponents. He's poisoned them. This stuff goes on every day in communist nations. In Venezuela, they arrest you, they murder you. In Cuba, they arrest you, they murder you. Why doesn't critical race theory look at that? You know, it's like I've always said about marriage. Make it a little lower, Chris, so people can hear me. You know, marriage is the worst institution in the world, except all the others. Every friend I've got that's divorced is remarried again. Why? Evidently, they think it's a pretty good institution, even though they complain about it a lot. Everyone complains about it. But if you can't find anything better. That applies to America. There's nothing better than America. It's not perfect. There's lots to complain about. But there's never been an alternative that's better. And they don't teach you that in critical race theory. They don't teach you that in other countries. You open your big fat yap and you criticize the country and they come in the middle of the night and they shoot you in the head. But first they torture you and rape you for a while. And then they shoot you in the head. And that's the end of your life. And your parents never see you again. Or your children never see you again. How's that for some critical race theory? Hey, Biden, come to my doorstep, F you.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. The results? People lose fat fast while still eating many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy and boost your immune system. You'll look and feel years younger. It's simple and natural without painful exercise. How do I know? Because I've only been on the program for a few short months, and I've already lost 25 pounds of inner body fat, and I've gained 10 pounds of muscle. But don't just take my word for it. Go to energizedhealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. For all the details, click on the red button. Watch the masterclass at energizedhealth.com. It's free. Or cut to the chase. Join right now at 888-444-8895. Toll free 888-444-8895. Mention war and get 40% off. 40% off! Go now to energizedhealth.com, 888-444-8895 or energizedhealth.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Liberty HealthShare. If you need a healthcare program for 2021, you are in luck. Liberty HealthShare offers affordable healthcare sharing programs starting as low as $199 per month. Learn more at libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. I found Liberty HealthShare 6 years ago. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. There are no contracts. There's no network. You can choose any doctors or hospitals you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credibility. Liberty has over 200,000 members. They've paid out over $1.2 billion in claims in the past 4 years. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $120,000 since I joined. Could you use an extra $120,000? To find out more about your health sharing options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Make no mistake, inflation is here.
Don't be fooled by the double talk coming from Jerome Powell and Janet Yellen. You can see it for yourself. Gas prices up 60% year to date, and most of that increase came before the Colonial Pipeline was hacked. Want a new home? On average, it costs $35,000 more than a year ago just because of the soaring lumber costs. Inflation is the number one killer of fixed income portfolios. Inflation is the number one killer of your current standard of living. Commodities prices have been soaring for over a year, and our diluted dollars have lost an immense amount of purchasing power due to monetary expansion.
protection. Your best protection is gold. That's where my good friends Rich and Michael Chekin come in. Their team at Asset Strategies International wants you to keep what's yours. For my listeners, they're offering 1 ounce gold bars at just $59 over the gold price. That's right, just $59 over the gold price while supplies last. Call them today at 800-831-0007, 800-831-0007, or go to AssetStrategies.com. Tell them Moore sent you, and you want to keep what's yours.
Raw and unfiltered.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered, coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, my book, Trump Rules, sponsor of this segment of the show. Not about politics, just about the great rules of Donald Trump that have enabled me to change my life in so many ways. CEO of a public company, built a gaming empire, media branded me the king of Vegas sports gambling, became a CNBC lead anchorman without ever being one day on TV in my life before I won the job. Had a goal to be Jimmy the Greek, the number one Vegas odds maker, wound up as his TV partner, won at a billion odds. A goal to become the next Rush Limbaugh, wound up with a nationally syndicated radio show. A goal to be the next Bill O'Reilly, wound up on Newsmax TV with Bill O'Reilly as my co-host 3 times a week. Lots of great things happened in my life. Lots of great things. All due to the Trump rules. I put it in writing after following his rules for 40 years. And it changed my life. Go to Amazon. Go to BarnesandNoble.com. Go to Target. They all carry Trump Rules by Wayne Allen Root. And my next book is coming out. We've now decided July 27th. I stalled it by a week because I'm doing a last-minute edit on it, adding another chapter to July 27th is my new book, The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book, which gives you a list of all the names of the biggest corporations in America, the stupidest, most ignorant, most clueless, most woke corporations in America that are literally pissing on conservatives. And I give you the names of their CEO and the chairman of the board and how to reach them on email, how to reach them physically with snail mail, and how to call them, and how to protest and make our voices heard so we're not the silent majority anymore, we're the loud and proud conservative majority. What's happening in this world? I tried to tell all of you about these vaccines. I never said don't take them. First of all, I'm not a dictator. It's none of my business to tell you not to take them. Everyone's got to make their own decision, but I give you the information, and I tell you to wait. Don't jump at it. Wait. Eric Clapton warns his fans about the danger of the COVID vaccine. He doesn't know if he can ever play music again. His hands are so badly, his fingers so badly damaged by the COVID vaccine. UK research group, coronavirus vaccine, unsafe for humans due to adverse events. You know, I didn't really realize this till the other day. There was another major pandemic, or at least they thought it was going to be a major pandemic. I think it was bird flu, but I'm not sure which one it was. But in the early 2000s, there was another pandemic. And they came up with a vaccine just like this one, an experimental vaccine. And like 40 people died and like 300 got autoimmune disease. And they canceled all the vaccines. They stopped the program nationwide, and they canceled it, and no one else got a shot. And now you fast forward to today. There's thousands and thousands dead from the vaccine. That's a fact. That's not Wayne Root, not making anything up. That's the CDC VAERS system reporting vaccine adverse effects and events. Thousands dead. I believe the number now is like 8,000 dead in the United States, almost 20,000 dead in Europe. As a direct result, we know that's a very low number, direct result of the vaccine. And we know hundreds of thousands injured in America. I believe the number is like 400,000 in the United States with serious adverse effects. And we know in Europe 1.5 million. Adverse effects. And we know from history that's the most ever from all vaccines combined. And we know from history those numbers are very, very low. You might as well multiply them times 100. There could be hundreds of thousands dead. There could be millions who have been adversely affected with serious. And I'm not telling you not to take the vaccine. I'm just telling you, you need to know the risks. Everyone should know the risks before they take it or before they allow their children to take it. And then you have to know that the death rate for children of COVID is, it's the flu. It's become like a common cold. It's zero for children. It is literally zero. But the death rate for the vaccine is not zero. And the amount of kids who get heart inflammation is very large number. And the amount of get blood clots on the brain, very large number. You're risking your kid's life for a disease that isn't anything more at this point than a very, highly transmissible flu. A highly contagious flu. And they might be home from school for 3 days. That's gone on since the beginning of time. Kids have always gotten the flu. I got the flu as a kid. You don't need to get this shot. The shot is a rush-to-production experimental. It's not a vaccine. It's an experimental gene therapy that causes your body to produce spike proteins. Spike proteins is the main reason COVID kills people. Spike proteins cause inflammation, which causes you to die when your organs get inflamed. It causes blood clots. It clots up your blood, that inflammation, those spike proteins. Very scary stuff. Never told you don't take it. I told you wait and see what happens. And now you're seeing what happens. I was very wise. I hope you listen.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
War now.
You USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House is holding a COVID-19 press briefing. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention Dr. Rochelle Walensky says that more outbreaks of the coronavirus are happening where people are not vaccinated.
There is a clear message that is coming through. This is becoming a pandemic of the unvaccinated. We are seeing outbreaks of cases in parts of the country that have low vaccination coverage.
Walensky saying the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines are the most effective after having two shots. Border Patrol agents have made more than 1 million arrests at the U.S.-Mexico border so far this year. That's already higher than any full-year total since at least 2005. That's according to new Customs and Border Protection figures. Agents making more than 178,000 arrests in June, a 3% increase over the prior month. This is USA Radio News.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendover.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes, too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root from the house the Root built. The Root's on fire. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw by Wayne Allyn Root, especially the weekend version, the all-important weekend best of the best. I mean, I have my podcast 7 days a week, but on the weekend version, I play the conservative version of Casey Kasem, and I present America's Top 10. Remember, he used to have America's Top 40 music hits. I play America's Top 10. The most important and outrageous and salacious and controversial stories of the week that every conservative, every patriot, every Christian, every deplorable needs to hear. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, tax cuts, and Trump will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out my daily War Raw podcast right now, available to download at iTunes, Spotify, Apple, iHeart, Amazon, Google Play, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw by Wayne Allyn Root. And by the way, if I don't say so myself, I think the one I just recorded for this weekend, this past weekend, was probably the best one I've ever done, with the juiciest material ever. And I just love to use my New York street language in the podcast. You know, there's no FCC. There's nobody can tell you what to say in a podcast. So you can curse up a storm. You can say whatever you want. And there are just some things in life that need the F word as a descriptor, right? I mean, it's not good enough to just say nice words when you describe people like Obama and Biden and what they're doing to America. Sometimes you just need the F word to describe the way you really feel. We've got Cheryl Chumley coming on now. She probably can't believe that Wayne uses the F word all the time. But I'm from the streets of New York, and that's the way we talk in New York. You know, I can't do that on the radio. Can't do it in a speech to a crowd, really. You really can't. But you can do it on a podcast, and so I do. I liberally drop the F-bomb because that's the way I was, you know, raised on the streets of New York to talk. Sometimes you just need to be expressive. Cheryl's the online opinion editor for the Washington Times, author of Socialists Don't Sleep, and, of course, Socialists Aren't Sleeping in Cuba very well right now because people are in the street trying to overthrow the socialist regime while Biden tries to socialize the United States of America. Makes sense, doesn't it? Hi, Cheryl. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me, Wayne.
Yeah, you probably don't even know there's a Wayne Root that uses the F word all the time.
Shock.
When you're from the streets of New York, like me and Trump, it's just the way you talk. It's just, it's a part of life, but you can't do it on radio, so I don't. But anyway, but I would use the F-bomb to describe how I feel about communists and socialists and the Fidel Castro brothers, Fidel and Raul. And that's what you've got in Cuba. The people are rising up, and they know that socialism doesn't work. And how can Biden and the Democrats defend socialism in America? How does every college kid want socialism over capitalism when the people of Cuba are showing you it does not work? It's a dead end. It's a disaster. It's a failure. It's a tragedy. It's misery. It's malaise. It's a nightmare. And so it's happening. Tell us what's happening in Cuba and how Biden is reacting.
Yeah, it's, the protests in Cuba are trying to overthrow the socialist communist government. And here we have, as you just laid out, an administration on Capitol Hill, the State Department at first blaming it on the coronavirus for crying out loud, and Joe Biden taking his sweet time to come out and side with the protesters. And, you know, you have Senator Marco Rubio from Florida actually calling out the administration for being slow to the punch on these communists. And it just defies logic how you can have, historically speaking, failure after failure of socialist regimes. And now you have the youth in this country brainwashed by the teachers' unions into supporting socialism and condemning capitalism. It's a frightening time in America right now.
It is. So what was Biden saying? He's blaming on COVID because COVID, I guess, is running rampant in Cuba. Is that even true? Did he make that up out of thin air? Or is COVID actually running rampant in Cuba? I have no idea.
Yeah, well, as much as the data on COVID runs rampant, right, truthfully, the truthful facts and figures of COVID numbers will really never get. Because they do so many different ways of accounting and computing it. We'll never know. But that being said, in Cuba, there have been reports of rising COVID numbers, and they're blaming it on the health system and the subpar medical community that they have down there. At least some protesters are. And that's what the Biden administration has seized upon as the cause of these uprisings. When really, everybody knows it's the socialism that's brought this about.
Well, and what's funny is, remember fat commie Michael Moore? Remember he tried to argue they have a better medical system than we do? Remember that? That was the whole thing, is he said Cuba has better, with socialism, has better medical care for average people in the United States does. And everyone conservative laughed at that comment at the time. But now you really put it in context, because we now know they don't have a good medical system. It's a horrible medical, I mean, we knew that in our guts. But now you know it, because the people are losing their minds over socialism and poor medical system because it's owned by the government. You know, here's common sense, Cheryl. I've never found anything run well by the government. If anything the government touches turns to crap. So why would, if you gave them medicine, why would that be better, medical system, why would that be better than everything else they've ever run, you know, from Amtrak to, I don't know, name it. Whatever they run is a failure. The war on drugs is a failure. Amtrak's a failure. Prisons are a failure. There's lots of drugs in prisons. Schools are a failure. Everything they touch is a failure. Why would the medical system do better with government running it?
Yeah, and you know what? Insert F-bombs here, because this is, if we were on your podcast, right, that's what we'd be saying right now. And the thing is, though, that Democrats don't care, because for them, it's not about finding solutions that work for American citizens. It's about control and power. And so the Democrats' playbook with watching Cuba unfurl right now in the news, which Cuba, by the way, is shutting down the Internet so people don't have access to the real-time images, but the Democrats are going to turn blind eyes to this because they want socialism and collectivism so bad because it'll give them more and more power in perpetuity. And they don't care about the facts of socialism. They don't care that it doesn't work. They only care about their own political agendas.
Well, and as we're debating socialism, there's no debate. As we're talking about the end of socialism in Cuba, and if it doesn't end in the next few days, it's probably only because they kill a lot of people. They're probably going to shoot dead the protesters. That's the only reason it won't end. Otherwise, they'll take the government down. One of those two things is going to happen. But as we speak about that, don't you find it ironic that they're all freaking out about, the Democrats are freaking out that maybe we need to have more mandates, maybe we should have lockdowns, maybe we should have COVID passports, maybe we should demand everybody be vaccinated, we've got to have door-to-door army going to everyone's house, and maybe they should be quarantined if they won't take the COVID vaccine. Doesn't all this sound eerily like communism?
Oh, that's because it's exactly what it is. That's where Democrats want to lead this country. And they've been using the coronavirus as a political tool for some time now. But now it's certainly gone into hyper overdrive. Anthony Fauci, the same guy who for months has claimed he has nothing to do with policy, all he does is talk about the science of it, is now which was bogus at the time, but and now he's shedding all that imagery of pretending to be just a scientist, and he's coming out and calling for forced vaccination. That's not science. That's 100% policy, and he doesn't even care anymore. And the thing to me that's frightening is that half in America agree. The insane Democrats agree with Anthony Fauci and the door-to-door, Joe Biden and so forth.
Right. It's so mind-numbing. But, you know, you and I speak like once or twice a month. I don't think we spoke since about 3 weeks ago, Cheryl. We're talking to Cheryl Chumley, the online opinion editor for the Washington Times. And Cheryl, about 3 weeks ago, there was a New York Post cover story about a gal who escaped with her family from North Korea, the most treacherous, horrible, in the history of the world, communist country, people all starving to death like sticks in Auschwitz. And she escaped from North Korea and got into Columbia University in the United States and graduated from Columbia. And she says Columbia people are worse than North Korea. She said they're all just committed communists who never want you to speak. If you're a conservative or a patriot, you're not allowed to talk, and they want to throw us in jail and take our rights away. And I went to Columbia. I agree with her, and I think the problem is it's not Columbia. It's all the Ivy Leagues, and it's all the people from the Ivy Leagues that are now infesting Washington, D.C. They are as bad or worse than North Korea. How's that for a statement?
I believe it, and that's frightening. And really, it's the K through 12 public school system too. This whole push for critical race theory that's been brought out into the light, which is the good thing about the coronavirus, right? Parents now are aware what's been taking place in their public school system, and they're fighting. But that's exactly what critical race theory is about. It's about making the public school systems at a very young age, in the kindergarten, grade school level, just like the colleges where the professors completely indoctrinate the minds of the youth and train them in the communist ways to go. And, you know, once they capture the minds of the next generation, who's going to fight for America? You and I both know. That's it. America falls on that.
Well, it's ironic because I've been talking about this a lot lately, critical race theory. We're going to a break. I hear the music coming on. We're going to a break. Why don't you hang through the break and stay with us on the other side, Cheryl? You have a few minutes?
Sure.
All right, good. Let's keep you for a second segment. I want to talk about critical race theory because I have some theories about critical race theory that are kind of ironic. So let's talk about them when we get back. More with Cheryl Chumley, online opinion editor for the Washington Times and author of Socialists Don't Sleep, a perfect book for what's going on right now in Cuba. Socialist government, as I said, really under the gun right now. And the question is, will they kill those protesters in the streets? Will they wait till they go home and then arrest them and torture them, and you'll never hear from them again? They'll be disappeared? Or will the protesters take down the entire Cuban government, and that'll be the end of socialism? That would be wonderful, because they're right at our doorstep of Florida. Love to have a capitalist country right there. Cuba's a great country to visit. Beautiful beaches, nice people. We'll be right back. Wayne Allyn.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback. Playing professional football for 11 years, beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders, and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is, for vets, by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allyn Root, and now he's a fan of SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I've told all my NFL buddies about SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and now I'm telling you, go to SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
My feet hurt. So when Mike Lindell told me about his new My Slipper, I just had to try it. It's more than a bedroom slipper. It's an indoor-outdoor slipper with a three-tier cushioning system that combines two layers of foam with a patented impact gel to keep you from wanting to ever take them off. I love them. They're comfortable, beautifully finished with leather suede, faux fur linings, and an indoor-outdoor sole. And Mike guarantees this will be the most comfortable slipper you'll ever own, or you'll get your money back. 60-day money-back guarantee, one-year warranty, and you can save 40% when you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Mention USA Radio when you get to give them the promo code USA, and they will take good care of you. Save 60% on just about anything on the MyPillow website when you use my promo code USA. MyPillow.com, my slippers.
Hi, this is Wade Allyn Root. As you may know, I don't often publicly endorse charities, but I am today taking the time to tell you about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com. These guys are the real deal. Since they're veterans and ranchers, they know about vets and horses. The Liberty Projects adopts wild Mustangs from the BLM and works with vets to train the horses for service work like Border Patrol and Color Guard. Since they're a team of veterans themselves, they actually care about other veterans. They guide, support, and assist others through the maze of post-military paperwork. The Liberty Project's skilled team walks the path beside you to remind you that you are important because you are. Whether it's to volunteer, partner, or make a tax-deductible contribution, visit these guys at vetsandhorses.com. They assembled a team, a venue, and an organization that helps both vets and horses. What could be more patriotic? There are so many great things about this Liberty Project's organization. I encourage you to check them out at vetsandhorses.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Tech.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. A lot of news stories. I'm trying to find the most important ones to talk to you about because we always run out of time in the show to tell you about all of them. But here's a few of them. First of all, inflation is just a terrible thing. It always has been. It always will be. And everywhere you look are signs of massive inflation in the United States. And today a report of producer price inflation came out and it surged 7.3%. I believe that's the highest ever. It's the highest since the index was first introduced in 2010. So, I mean, it's accurate to say it's the largest increase in the history of the index, which has only been around for, 11 years. But still, it's the highest in history. 7.3%. And we all know it's always been a scam. It's a scam. During the whole Obama years, there was massive inflation, and all the government ever said was there was no inflation. Because all the things that were going up, they took out of the inflation index. Houses and cars and food and whatever was going up, health insurance was going way up under Obama, quadrupling. It wasn't in the index, so you couldn't tell. There was massive inflation. So when they tell you there's massive inflation, that means there's double massive inflation. It's not 7%, it's probably 14%. Producer price inflation surges 7.3%. And most people still don't understand the significance of that. What that means is Biden has given away so much money and spent so much money that money isn't worth anything anymore. So you might have $100 in your pocket and you used to have $20 under Trump and you go, wow, this guy Biden is great. Except your $100 isn't worth 12 cents. And that's what's going on. That's what's going on. It's very scary. Obama's health secretary, former Obama administration Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius, was recently on CNN, and she argued that unvaccinated Americans are impinging on others' rights. She argued that unvaccinated Americans should not be allowed to work or be around children. She made the extraordinary and controversial claims on CNN. These are sick people. These are very, very mentally ill, sick, control-free, communist scum. That's what these people are. We're in a situation, she says, we have a wildly effective vaccine. Really? Who told you that? In every nation in the world that has the highest vaccination rates, there's lots of new COVID. It's not a wildly effective vaccine. And even though they keep screaming that it works against the variant, it doesn't work against the variant. They're lying. So now you're going to need a booster shot. How do you know? Because they've announced you're going to need booster shots. Some of them want you to get shots every month. We're in a situation where we have a wildly effective vaccine. And we have folks who are just saying, I won't do it. I think it's time to say to those folks, it's fine if you don't choose to get vaccinated, but you can't come to work anymore. You may not have access to a situation where you're going to put my grandchildren in jeopardy, where you might kill them. First of all, there's no grandchildren dying anywhere in America. The numbers are so tiny, they don't even reach anything above zero. I mean, I'm sure there's been several children who've died from COVID. God forbid. So sorry. Don't want it to happen to anybody. But it's such a low number that it still statistically looks like zero. So it's so ridiculous. She says, I think at the point we're at, freedom is one thing, but freedom when you harm others, like secondhand smoke, and you can't drive drunk. These people are sick in the head, comparing not taking the vaccine to driving drunk and smoking and blowing in front of someone's face so they get secondhand cancer. You can't smoke inside of a public place where you give people cancer in spite of them never being a smoker. No, it's the other way around, you idiot. The people who get the vaccine are the ones who are endangering everyone else. What we needed was immunity. We needed all of us to get enough, or at least enough of us to get sick, to establish some sort of an immunity to the flu. This is the flu. Nobody can demand you get an untested, rush to production experimental vaccine. Someone's got to sue. This is against the law. There's human rights. You cannot force people to take an experimental vaccine. So I think she says we've reached the point in the United States where those of us who are vaccinated, I want to take off my mask. I haven't had a mask on in a year. I don't know what you're talking about, lady. I'm being impugned and impinged by people who say, I don't want to get vaccinated. She says, that's fine. I want them to have a limitation on where they can go and who they can infect. Wow, she's pretty sick. She's sick in the head. She's a Nazi. There's a problem with Sibelius' argument. And here it is, it says, if people are afraid of COVID, they're free to get the vaccination. Vaccinations protect you from getting COVID. If other people don't want to get the vaccination, that's their personal decision. It's my body, my choice. No, I would give a better argument. If vaccines work, why would you care if I get them? If vaccines work and you're getting them and your kids are getting them and your grandkids are getting them, and if masks work and you wear them and your kids wear them and your grandchildren wear them, I don't need the vaccine and I don't need a mask because I can't hurt you. But see, you're admitting none of them work. If masks work, it wouldn't matter if I wore a mask or not. You're safe if you choose to wear one. And if vaccines worked, it wouldn't matter if I got a vaccine or not, because I couldn't possibly infect you. You're admitting vaccines don't work. Masks don't work. You're a liar, you're mentally ill, you're a communist, and you're a Nazi.
With protection for your motorcycle, boat, and RV, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to, unlike this indecisive sports talk host.
All right, welcome to the Big Shark Show.
Hey, Big Shark, any predictions for the game tonight?
Well, if you ask me, they are definitely going to win big, but I also think there's a chance they don't win. It's just my gut that they will. Or they won't, but I do have a hunch that whatever happens, we will definitely know when it does.
Wait, so...
Either way, they always seem to come up with a big play, or sometimes just a smaller one.
Switch to Progressive today.
Bottom line, they're going to win. Or lose.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
One.